You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
We're now joined by Mr. Charlie Unwin, who is the director of the Dunedin Arts Festival, and we're going to be talking about the program launching for the DAF. Morena, how you doing, Charlie?
Morena, is that good?
Nice. Good. Nice. Are you in Dunedin right now?
No, I'll be back in Dunedin tomorrow.
Cool.
I'm on the road at the moment.
On the way to Christchurch, I imagine?
No. I'm in Central at the moment, but I'll be heading over, heading down to Dunedin tomorrow.
Ah, sick. Nice. What are you doing over in Central?
The actual arts festival here launched last night, so just catching up with them.
Nice. I noticed that Tereda is the MC at the program launch.
Yep.
How did you get such a big score?
Well, actually, Tereda and I have known each other for a very long time. Produced his show Eating the Dog many years ago, and actually his first directorial debut when he directed the play, but he's it's a little bit of a sneak peek to what could he may be in the festival.
Cool, because I went on the festival website and there were a few things promoted. There was
launched a few shows early, and the actual festival launches tomorrow night, but we did launch a few shows early, but one of them, because we're sharing it with the Auckland Arts Festival, and they launched it last year, and we thought, well, we don't want people in Dunedin to go, oh, that looks good, I'll book my tickets to go up to Auckland, and they could stay in Dunedin and see it. So that's a huge circus show coming from Canada.
Mm-hmm.
There's another show we launched, which is An Evening Without Kate Bush.
Yes. What does that imply, An Evening Without Kate Bush?
I saw the show in Adelaide last year. It's unbelievably brilliant. It's all the way from the UK. It's a performer who tells stories about Kate Bush, does some impersonations, teaches the quirky Kate Bush dance move, and just goes. It's a whole show about Kate Bush, but Kate Bush isn't there.
Mm-hmm. Are you a big fan of Kate Bush yourself?
I'm not a big fan. I'm aware of Kate Bush, and she was there growing up when I was growing up. But there are a lot of Kate Bush fans. I mean, I love the show, and that says a lot when I'm not a huge Kate Bush fan.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't. I enjoy her music, but it's not on my regular playlist. But there were people, like there was one lady that was four nights in a row. She'd been sitting in the front row, just a huge Kate Bush fan. There was another lady that she got up out of the audience. Asked her if she was a big fan of Kate Bush, and she pulled down her top to reveal her shoulder tattoo of Kate Bush.
Whoa.
There are some fanatics out there.
Totally, yeah. You're the program director for the Dunedin Arts Festival. How long have you been in the role, and how has the festival changed since you've been at the helm?
Okay, I started at the beginning of 2020.
All right, so right in the very hectic time to be doing anything public facing.
Yeah, I remember that at the time with my board saying, oh, this COVID thing's probably going to be over in about 2 or 3 months. Let's see how we can manage it. I've been doing festivals for a very long time. This is over 20 festivals around the country. But I came down to Dunedin end of 19, beginning of 20, and this is my third festival in Dunedin. How it's changed is my predecessor, Nicholas McBride, who created the festival, did a fantastic job creating it and building it up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of the things that they've employed me to make the festival accessible to everybody in Dunedin. So there's a lot more shows with more Maori, more Pacifica, more Asian, more youth for orientated shows.
Mm-hmm. And it seems like, I mean, you mentioned before about the Evening Without Kate Bush and how that was in Adelaide. Is there a focus on, you know, supporting not only local arts but also national and international arts as well?
Yeah, there is. I mean, there's a with international shows, there's a reciprocal, unwritten reciprocal arrangement with other festivals around the world. If we take international shows, they will take New Zealand shows. So we always have about 25% of our program is from around the world, and probably about 50% from around New Zealand, and then 25% from Aotearoa Dunedin.
Mm-hmm.
I think that makes up 100. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good smorgasbord, a bit of variety.
Yeah, and we've actually got probably a little more Dunedin than we normally do this time because Dunedin's got fantastic artists.
It does.
It's wonderful, wonderful talent.
Truly does. It's. I mentioned this earlier when I was talking about the caliber of food here and Beam Me Up Bagels in particular. But it's a city that really punches above its weight, doesn't it?
It really, really does. And a lot of shows, they may be Auckland based, and last time we even had one that was Melbourne based. But there's seems to be always somebody from Dunedin in the show.
Yeah. It's a very, very creative, cool place. Yep. I want to know, how long ahead is the Dunedin Arts Festival looking into? I mean, is the festival just like a week or two or a whole month or a couple months?
It's 15 days.
15 days.
Yeah, so it's just around about 2 weeks. So how far are we looking forward? I mean, I'm looking forward at the moment to 2027 and 2029 at the moment. Yeah, so we go on sale tomorrow night, and then everything kicks off on the 26th of March.
Awesome. So quite a not too long away. It's maybe 2-ish months.
Yeah.
That'll go by like a breeze.
It'll go by very quickly.
Yeah. What can people expect to see at this year's festival?
Well, apart from the four that are on sale at the moment, there's plenty of music where you're going to be using the wonderful Eric's for our music. There's a lot of theatre, and Ellen Hall at the university is going to be pretty much full the entire program.
Whoa.
With lots of different shows in there. There's the circus, there's dance, there's lots of music, there's comedy. A wonderful program.
Awesome, that's fantastic. I don't want to focus on a negative here, but with the economic outlook and last year's government cuts affecting the arts and creative sector pretty severe, how do you navigate that changing funding environment?
Yeah, the funding environment is interesting at the moment. Funding is not going up, which means with everything else becoming more expensive, funding is effectively going down.
Mm.
We don't know what's going to be happening in the future. Creative New Zealand don't know what's happening. Mm. There is a lot of lot of trepidation when it comes to the arts in New Zealand from the arts community.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to look for other ways of keeping the arts afloat. And although the arts bring in, I think it was in the year 2024, we brought in $17 billion to the New Zealand economy, which is incredible.
Mm.
And for every dollar spent on the arts, I think it's about $3.20 is returned back to the community. It costs a lot of money to do the arts. And so we need philanthropy. We need sponsorship. We need other ways of supporting the arts.
Yep.
And audiences, of course.
Yeah. I'd like to see maybe more support from local government because I feel like that would be less temperamental than a change of government every 3 years, you know.
I would like to see more support from local government and central government.
Yeah, frankly, both would be fantastic.
Local government would be great if local government supported not just every 12 months they put something out, but maybe support something for multiple years.
Yeah,
and also, and we know what's happening in Christchurch with the new stadium being built. Dunedin needs to really focus on what we do well, which is boutique arts. And Christchurch may get the huge big concerts over Dunedin, but if we can actually say that Dunedin gets the great theatre shows, the great music shows, the great dance shows, the real intimate experiences, get those over Christchurch.
Yeah, totally. And things also like the Young Writers Fest, which brought in a lot of very, very talented creative people last year from around the country and from around the world, I believe, too, which is fantastic.
Yeah. Things like that. Fringe, I mean, you were just talking with David before. I mean, I love his stuff.
Mm.
Go along and see his show. It's brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
Small little shows like that. The Young Writers, the actual Writers and Readers and Writers Festival, ID Fashion.
Yeah.
So many wonderful things happening in Dunedin that everyone should be getting out and supporting, and local government should support too.
I agree. I agree quite a lot. And if people want to go support the Dunedin Arts Festival, what's the website they can do so to look at the program?
Very easy, dunedinartsfestival.co.nz.
Fantastic. That's so easy to remember.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
We do that on purpose. so everything will be live from 6 p.m. tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a really good range in ticket prices as well. I mean, most shows we have good student rates, but we also are doing something which we haven't done before. We understand that not everyone under 25 is a student, so we're doing under 25 for 25 on most shows. So most shows, if you're under 25, it's only $25 tickets.
Oh, fantastic. That's incredible. That's awesome.
Yeah, which is under half the ticket price for a lot of the shows.
Oh, that's fantastic. Huge subsidy. Thank you very much. I want to thank you for your time and coming on the program today, Charlie. You've requested Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds with the Ship song. What track does this mean to you?
Well, many years ago, about 12 years ago or so, I did a circus from an Australian company, and they did a beautiful piece with Camille O'Sullivan singing the song, and it made me actually research it a bit more, and I went down a very deep Nick Cave rabbit hole, and I just love it.
Mm-hmm. He's a very talented man, old Nick Cave.
He is a good film. He writes some good films as well.
I didn't know that, but I'll have to look into that.
The Proposition, great film.
I imagine they're very dark and mysterious and
very dark. Yeah. Western.
Classic. All right, well, thank you for coming on the program this morning and chatting to me about the Tennin Arts Festival. Wish you the best of luck, and I may chat in the near future as well about it in March. Who knows?
Yeah, always available.
Oh, awesome. Glad to hear it. Me too. Thank you for coming on, man. Take care.
All right. Cheers,
Zach. Cheers. All right, folks. That was Charlie Unwin. We're chatting about the Tennin Arts Festival launching tomorrow. So you can find tickets for the festival, which will happen in March, from dunedinartsfestival.co.nz. The program will go live tomorrow at 6 p.m, as Charlie said. Very, very, very fun stuff. Here's Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds with the Ship song. After that, we'll have Sam C coming on the program to talk about the For the Displaced Palestine Fundraiser Artist Initiative in collaboration with the Beirut Synthesizer Institute and the Tune Fork Studios in Beirut. Here's Nick Cave. You're listening to The One. Ka kite.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.